Hope Riot is a singer-songwriter from El Paso that has recently released her debut CD called Lacuna. She recorded this album at the world-renowned Sonic Ranch Studios and was fortunate to have David Garza serve as her producer. It's been a long road of crowdfunding efforts and touring, and now Lacuna is here. Hope Riot will be playing a show at Bowie Feathers on Thursday, December 10th, where you can also pick up a copy of her latest CD. Today, my guest is Hope Riot. Welcome.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
So good to have you here.
I'm happy to be here. This is my first radio interview.
Really? Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, well, we're very excited for it. Let's make it a good one.
All right.
So tell us about your musical journey, because you've been playing for a while, and it took a while to get to the CD phase.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, most people in El Paso know that I grew up at a venue here. My dad used to own a couple awesome punk venues, like, when I was a small child. So I just have always been around, like, touring bands and stuff forever. And
fun
just,
people.
Yeah, and fun people. Yeah, crazy people, too. And, I just fell into a crowd of people that were, like, hanging out at recording studios and just thought, like, wow, people do this for a job, and I was like, I can do this, you guys. I can do this better than a lot of these people are, probably. So I just started playing guitar. I just taught myself on YouTube, actually, how to play guitar, and I think Farouk gave me a guitar lesson early on, and had some awesome people around me push me into it when I wasn't really actually actively looking for it. But I had a lot of mentors over the time. I spent a lot of time with the producer from Molotov, this guy Milo Fraideval, in Mexico City. I went down to Mexico City to record a few times with him, and spent a lot of time with Dave Siddick from TV on the Radio, I talked to him this morning. He's an awesome, good guy. And David Garza, of course, is like super prolific poet and songwriter, and just have had a lot of people give me a little bit of good advice here and there that's led me to a full-length album here in front of me. So,
and you were talking about that because you went in with the intention of recording a 5-song EP.
Yeah, I went on tour last summer with Jesus and Caroline Portillo, who Caroline played with Tito and the Tarantulas, and Jesus played with the Fla Flas a long, long time ago.
And they're the Division Men?
Yeah, they're the Division Men now. They're on tour in Europe. And I went on tour with them last summer, and I didn't have a CD or anything when I was on tour with them. And so I came back, and I've known Tony Rancic and Sonic Ranch for a long time. And I said, Tony, I want to do like an EP, just something. I have a little bit of capital, and just we'll work something out, you know. I'll intern and, you know, pretend to work or something, you know. And so he was like, yeah. And we're in the studio with David, and they were just taking very sweet time with everything. And I was supposed to do a 5-song EP, and I was like, why are we taking so long? We only have this many days in the studio. And he's like, oh, no, we're doing a full-length album. You have a few weeks here. And I wasn't aware until halfway through, so.
So that meant writing double the amount of songs?
Right, yeah, exactly. Twice as many songs, and picking stuff up that had been left behind years ago, and retooling everything, and, you know.
Do you think that was better to not know, maybe, that you were doing a full length versus an EP?
Yeah, I think they know me well enough that they did it the right way, and they needed to spring it up on me. I would have been freaked out and told them no. I would have been like, oh, no, that's way too big of a project for me to take on, and
versus being in this situation under pressure, and you just have to do it.
Being already there and being like, oh, no, we're going to do this. You can, don't worry, we're already here. Just let's do it, you know? Come on, kid. So
you're in this kind of precarious situation, because the recording was actually kind of more facilitated, but the actual getting out of the CD is what led you to the crowdfunding effort.
Yeah, exactly. The recording was like, Tony's happy to help me and everything, but getting CDs and merchandise and touring and all that is extra money too that I didn't have.
Well, and it's a necessary thing, especially now as an artist, because that's your bread and butter right there. You gotta have something to sell to people when
exactly.
they see you.
Yeah, and how many friends do I have in town that can buy a CD from me? I gotta go out of town and make connections elsewhere and meet people, and that's ultimately what I'm trying to do as an artist, is make a connection with people, and I want to do that as on a wide of scale as possible, you know?
Yeah, and the way to do it is playing your music and meeting them. But you had a lot of help. So you did an Indiegogo campaign, and then there was a woman who had a show at her house.
Yeah,
for
Laura
you.
Foster. She works for the city. She's an architect. She had a fundraiser for me that Root Architects also sponsored all my food. Desert Crossing, Robert Ardovino gave me some food also. Noor gave us food. Yeah, I've had a ton of help. Everyone's completely come out of the woodwork and put in a little bit here and there to make a huge collaborative effort of a ton of people. Proper Print Shop donated a bunch of posters to me for the event as well. And everybody's been putting in their 2 cents. Yeah, exactly.
So Lacuna is here. Tell us about her. Is it a girl? I decided she was a girl.
There's a lot of meaning to this. Lacuna, first of all, in language, Lacuna means a gap in language. I think I was telling you the other day, how there's a word for virgin, but no word for not a virgin. So that's a lacuna in language. Also in music, there's a period of silence. That's a lacuna. And in Spanish, it means la cuna, which is the cradle. This is my first child, my first little album, putting it out there into the world, and sort of where I come from, you know. So I feel like this album is super representative of me and my home and the desert and the mystical part of El Paso that people that are from here realize and carry on with them elsewhere, you know, sort of
that thing. It doesn't have a word, but it's that thing.
That phenomena. The reason that everyone leaves El Paso and still hangs out with all the other El Pasoans,
right.
You know, so
it's
cool.
You're absolutely right. Uh-huh.
And then it's cool, the actual artwork on the CD was done by Tito from Molotov, the lead singer from Molotov. He does collage work, and so he did the CD image, the disc image, and stuff like that. So it's been just tons of people from everywhere helping me out with whatever they can, you know.
I mean, you have a lot of solid angels on your side.
Yeah. I have some people that are way too cool to be hanging out with me.
And the song that we play is called Judas Tree. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Judas Tree is my favorite album on the record, for sure, my favorite song. It's about self-sabotage, you know, and how everybody kind of at points is their own downfall, you know. Everybody's kind of betrayed themselves. So
it's like being your own worst enemy.
Yeah, exactly. So just talks about dealing with that, and, you know, you just get left kind of hanging alone at the end of that, you know. The story of the Judas tree is that after Judas betrayed Jesus, he went and hung himself in a tree. He felt so guilty. So
any self-sabotage in putting this record together?
Oh my God, I'm horrible. I'm horrible to myself.
But it's out.
It's out. It's done. It's ready. It's ready to be on iTunes. There's a barcode on the CD and stuff like that. So it's all professional.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks.
And thanks for stopping by to tell us about it. And you can catch Hope and purchase her Lacuna CD. You can see her at Bowie Feathers on Thursday, December 10th. And say hi to Hope, catch a good show, and pick up her new CD.
Yeah, I just also want to say you can pick up the CD. We'll be selling it at Blackbird and the Red Door, and also Casa de Yoga as well. There'll be copies of the CD on sale for you to pick up. So
there you go. So you all have options.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.